Welcome to the podcast service of Sydney's FM 103.2. Available on the web at fm1032.com.au.
I think I should be on this diet at the moment. I seem to have put a bit back on. So,
hey, well, you've got 9 weeks. There's still plenty of time for you to join us.
Yeah, I'm intrigued. The prize. What's the prize of, you know, a dinner for 83 at a restaurant, is it?
The satisfaction of knowing that you've lost a stone.
Oh, is that one?
Yeah.
I should have known that, shouldn't I?
And think of the pressure on the earth that's been taken off by us getting rid of this excess weight.
Okay, guys, how are you two going?
Anyway.
Look, I did really well last week. I lost 1.6 kilos. Aaron, how much did you lose?
Yeah, 0.2 of a kilo. Not too crash hot there.
Fantastic. Mm. That's well done.
Thanks.
It's book of record stuff, isn't it?
Sarcasm is fantastic. So I think,
but it's always funny.
Oh, very funny.
So I think that's why we need to speak to you, Huey, to get some good advice on what we can cook over the next 9 weeks or so.
Look, I think the main thing is that, you know, I'm the world's expert on dieting because I go on one every 6 months. But I think the main thing that I always find that works, and it's absolutely fail-safe, and it's still healthy, because that's the thing you have to, you know, consider, is I just up my fruit and vegetable intake to 60 or 70%, mm-hmm. and everything else is only 30% of your diet. You will lose weight on that, guaranteed.
Is that right? There you go.
Yeah, the other thing is, you know, you have to be serious about it. I mean, I've never seen a diet that has French fries on it, for example. So you don't make your other 30%, and you don't think about French fries being part of your 70 vegetables. You're talking about, you know, lots of greens, lots of fruit. If you need a snack during the day, instead of going to the fridge and grabbing something that's fattening, you should be thinking about some fresh fruit or some celery sticks or, you know, some carrot or something like that. And the main thing is just to be sensible about and say to myself, well, I have to eat lean meat and I have to, you know, eat steamed fish and things like that. But it doesn't have to be boring.
What about some cooking tips when it comes to the night meal and you're about to have your massive plate of greens and veggies and a bit of meat? What's the best way to cook?
Well, I think the thing about it is the main thing that you have to talk about is you want to keep the goodness in the vegetables for a start. So you either do them in a very large pot of boiling water or you steam them. Now, when I say a large pot of boiling water, you don't throw the water out. You use it for your garden the next day because, you know, we do have a drought. But the thing about cooking vegetables, and I think we always remember our mothers doing this, what they used to do was they'd put them into this small pot, and by the time they were cooked, and they put them into a cold pot of water, and by the time they were cooked, you know, the water was bright green.
Did my mum cook for you as well?
Yeah, that was actually, you know, where the goodness was.
Yeah.
If you put any green vegetables into a large pot of lightly salted water, it comes back to the boil as fast as possible, and you keep all the goodness in.
Oh.
And so that's the secret of cooking vegetables. Of course, you can do a stir fry with a very small amount of oil, and you know there's no problems with that. And the stir fries are very healthy, you know, as long as there's lots of vegetables in them, and you know some strips of you know chicken or meat or whatever you want to put in it. My favourite way of cooking fish, I have to be honest, is the Asian way when you put it in a steamer basket, you know, fillets or whole fish. Just along with some soy and some ginger and spring onion and cook it that way. And you can throw some greens in at the very last moment. So it's sort of one-pot cooking too.
Is that one of the things where you get a shovel and go to the backyard and dig a hole, put some coals in and put the basket on top?
It's got a hungy, mate.
Oh, sorry.
Just because I'm a New Zealander.
Different country. Now, Huey, what about oils? What type of oils? Like, if you're going to use stir-fry, what's the best oil? Because there's so many different ones on the market.
Well, I think you need something that's low in fat and low in cholesterol. And I think things like canola, you know, those vegetable oils are mostly best. What I normally find, look, if you're really, really wanting to lose weight, you can even stir fry in a little bit of water.
Oh. Put
a little bit of water in your wok and throw your vegetables in and stir fry like that. Now, it's not going to have that oily flavour, but you know, with the addition of 43 chilies and a couple of cloves of garlic and things like that, you're going to have a delicious meal. So the main thing about it is, when I'm seriously dieting, I use oil sprays rather than, you know, just throwing in half a ton of oil. And as I said, the water trick even works.
Okay, well, we've done the veggies and we've done some meat. What about something for dessert? What's something healthy we can have for dessert?
Fresh fruit.
Okay. That was easy.
With double cream on top?
Absolutely. I think the thing is, that's the one thing I keep clear of when I'm dieting, is desserts. Julia Child, who was a famous American chef, once said, she said, I would rather have a sliver of proper chocolate cake than 3 tons of the low-fat version. So I think what you really have to talk about is you have to talk about a balanced diet. I think the other thing that's terribly important, and I think this is where people get into trouble, if you fall off the wagon, you know, don't then say, oh, I can't do it, I'm off it. Just, you get up the next day and you start again. You don't say to yourself, oh, look, I've made a mess of myself, and last night I went to this restaurant and the dessert looked so wonderful I had to have one. You get the guilt out of it. It's not a thing about guilt. It's the fact that you fell off the wagon. You know, tomorrow you start again. But desserts, I'm a great believer in just having something very small, but I really feel if you don't have that willpower, you know, some wonderful fruit is you know, a beautiful apple or a beautiful pear at this time of the year, you know, that's what you should be eating.
Okay, now last one, I guess, and that's about lunchtime and possibly making up a big pot of this. Is soup a good idea for a diet?
Yeah, it's wonderful because it's filling.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the thing about it is you're not talking about a soup that the vegetables are cooked in butter and you're adding cream to the end. But, you know, anything as simple as, you know, potato and leek, all you'd have to do is chop up any of those vegetables. But, I mean, you start off with a potato and leek and onion. So equal qualities of potato, leek and onion, throw them into a pot with some chicken stock or even, dare I say it, water and a stock cube, and just puree that at the end. Now, you can add any other vegetables that you like. And as I said, there's no cream. There is absolutely no butter in it. And you can add any vegetables. You know, you can add your pumpkin into it, you can add your sweet potatoes, you can add all these kind of things. It is very filling, and with some you know, nice, decent wholemeal or multigrain bread that you've toasted along with that. Now, that is a wonderful meal, and you have had no problems about saying to yourself, well, I'm still hungry, and it's healthy as well.
Yeah, very nice. And it sounds so tasty.
Definitely.
I'm going to have to try that next week when I get off my little detox.
So you can lose another 200 grams.
That was Aaron.
That
who
was
lost.
Me.
I've done
one. Sorry, mate.
Yeah, that's okay.
Sarcastic to the wrong person.
Yeah, I know. Now, Huey, you've said before that you've done diets. You go on a diet every 6 months or so. Is there an exercise key to your diets?
Not a heck of a lot, but my mate, Dr. John Tickell, who's a bit of an expert in this kind of thing, it always says that you don't have to start running around the park. He said a brisk walk, as he said, as long as you're lightly puffed, you know, you're making it. And that's the whole thing about it. I have never, ever been a great person at running around the lake or anything like this. It just doesn't do it for me. It bores the pants off me. But a brisk walk, you know, even through the street, you know, is fantastic. And as he says, you know, lightly puffed and, you know, you're doing the job.
Huey, great advice, great tips, great meals. I'm hungry now. Thank you very much.
Cheers, guys.
We hope you enjoyed this FM 103.2 podcast. To listen to more great audio, visit fm1032.com.au.